You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning. Welcome in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday morning. Thanks so much for being with us. Hopefully everybody had a good Monday. Your Tuesday's off to a good start, too. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, dog. It was a great Monday night football game.
Really was.
Woke up this morning like another damn sports start. And I was like, damn, it's hockey already? And hockey, obviously we got basketball starting up. What else? What else is coming up? Week seven of freaking college football?
I know. It's crazy.
Like, why does it – I mean, football –
we're like fully into the rivalry portion of conference play.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, dude, like – damn, hockey was just over. Uh-huh. Hockey, basketball, like these short-ass damn off seasons.
Yeah.
And we was like, we waiting 2 years for football to start back up.
It's true.
Yeah, man. I saw this. I was like, damn, it's already hockey season.
Football, we wait the longest, and then season goes by the fastest.
Yes.
And then basketball, it sneaks up on you.
Yeah.
Like, oh, hey, basketball. I didn't see you over there.
I didn't know you were here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the Hawks had a game last night.
Tell somebody you're in the room, you creep.
Yeah,
the Hawks played a preseason game last night.
Yeah. We learn anything?
They played it.
Yeah. Okay. Is it like preseason football? No, I'm sorry.
Everybody played.
No. Is it like the Pro Bowl when you used to wear pads? Like that half going through the motions type?
Yeah.
You don't want to pull nothing?
Yeah. They were real cautious last night about injuring.
Right. Yeah.
Don't want to play any defense and potentially injure yourself.
Right. Yeah. We don't want none of that. We can't have none of that.
Nah, it was fine. I mean, they went out there and, kind of got a sweat and everybody played, like guys that, you know, you've never heard of and won't hear from again after the preseason got out there. And all the new guys got out there. Porzingis played some minutes and, I don't think anybody got hurt. KD didn't play for the Rockets, but,
No, I mean,
it was
okay.
It was a preseason professional basketball game.
What did my boy Vic Creechy do? Did he get a dunk? Did he get a shot off?
I don't know, man. Recap this thing for you. They got the highlights online. Go check it out yourself.
I saw the highlights of it.
You're good.
I was like, yeah, I'm going to pass on preseason basketball and watch this Monday night game.
Yeah,
like,
I watched a little bit of it. It was fine.
Yeah, the Monday night game, that was pretty damn good. It was sloppy. It was sloppy as hell, but yet it was a good game. Good for Jacksonville, man, because I thought it was going to be a wrap. I mean, the way the Chiefs were moving the ball to start the game, but, Trevor Lawrence, them hung in there. It's amazing. And I know he didn't do it a lot as far as running the football, but getting Trevor Etienne involved, he had a hell of a night blocking, man. I'm talking about the pass pro. He was stoning dudes. We talked about this before the show. They got to find another way to get Travis under the ball more. I mean, this dude is just so electric when he gets the ball. That one catch he made just jumped up and went and got the ball between two people. Just his ball skills are
Elite ball skills.
Elite, Andy. Elite. But, Jacksonville find a way to damn win the damn game.
Yeah, no, it was fun. I mean, it was a perfect game if you don't really care about either one of the two teams. Because if you cared about either one of the two teams, you'd be driven crazy by all the mistakes.
Right.
Drops, the turnovers, the penalties. The Chiefs are sloppy, man.
Which is unusual for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, they're, they're not what they once were, which is fine. What they were was a dynasty, and it seems like, that can't last forever. But yeah, they make little dumb mistakes. Like Harrison Butker kicking the ball out of bounds in that situation and giving them the ball on the 40 is crazy.
It's unbelievable.
Like it's just so bad. It's not championship level stuff. And I don't know. They have a lot of little things like that. Like every single week you watch them play and it's like, oh, that was kind of crappy. It's kind of sloppy. It doesn't really make any sense. And again, whatever, as long as they can get it, you know, when they need it in the playoffs. And it's hard to nitpick too hard. They were in the Super Bowl last year.
They sure were.
I think they're okay.
The biggest thing with them is their thing last year, they won all these one-score games.
They did.
They're 0-3 in that this year, you know. And so that was a big thing. I think they won 11 of them last year. That's what I was talking about with Washington. We were mentioning the same thing with them.
And it wasn't even just they were all one-score games, but they were also like – The Raiders dropped a snap on a make-or-miss field goal, or the refs threw a crazy penalty in a situation that maybe you don't normally call that. Like, and there was a couple last night too
where
that first touchdown they scored, it looked like a pick to me.
I understand the rule, but it damn sure wasn't 1 yard.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then they had one later where Trevor Lawrence threw an interception.
Yeah,
and that definitely was one, but they didn't call it.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely was pass interference. The gif of Pat Mahomes kissing the referee like quite a lot last night.
Yeah,
you know, but
didn't matter.
Yeah, but I mean, just a great play. The guy we both love, Devin Lloyd. I mean, just to be able to fake that rush and just hold and just jump in front of the slant and then go score. What is it with offensive players now, Bunk? That instead of just getting the guy on the damn ground, you poking at the ball, tackle him.
Why didn't anybody tackle
him? Tackle him.
Like, I don't even think he could believe that he was still
like
running.
Tackle him. Everybody's always trying to poke at the ball.
Kareem Hunt could have just pushed him out of bounds and tried to poke at the ball. And then, like, when he got
Thornton,
when he was near the end zone, both those guys.
Yeah.
Somebody just jump on this man.
Tackle him.
Keep him out of the end zone.
If
they end up kicking a field goal, great. You save 4 points. I know. He couldn't believe it. He was still running. He was like, somebody could tackle me, please. This is insane. I also love that he makes the pick, right? And then he had to make one move before he was in the clear. Such an old school, like, Jim Brown, like, jump cut. that was such a fullback, like, changing directions to make that move.
Yeah, man. But hey. I mean, he went and got it. And then for Trevor to fall down, you get stepped on by your guard. You're panicking.
Again, look at some of these Chiefs players on that play. What are you guys doing?
Chris Jones, he's a hell of a ball player. He should be ashamed of himself to play.
Yeah, absolutely.
He was playing like the way it looked to start, it was like he was like being a whole player there, not really rushing.
Yeah.
And that might have been by design. But then with Trevor, like, what the hell are you doing, Chris?
Get him.
Go try to go get him.
Yeah.
For him to fall down, get up. Because, I mean, he was in a panic, old blank mode right there. And then for him to get up and make the nice run to get into the end zone was a big-time move for them. And, you know, they're right there with the Colts, you know, as far as in the South right now. And so that'll be a fun matchup, man. I still don't know how sold I am on Jacksonville, but, I mean, you got a nice win on Monday Night Football against the Chiefs.
Yeah, I agree.
That was a nice win for them.
They're still, you know, they're not a great team, but they're better than they've been, for sure.
Yeah, Trevor's still got to play better. Right?
Trevor's got to play better. He makes some really great throws.
That throw he made on the sideline
was incredible. But then he misses throws that are easy ones.
Yeah.
And he puts the ball in harm's way repeatedly. I mean, there was a couple. Right. I can't believe that one ball didn't get intercepted.
Oh, the one in the red zone. Was going in.
Where they're all tipping.
Yeah, everybody's tipping the ball. Yeah, like, hey, dog.
There was three different guys that, including his own player, it wasn't that bad of a throw. Like, his receiver probably should catch that ball. And then he tips it in the air, and then, you know, they're playing pinball with it, and it finally somehow hits the ground. No, you're right. He's got to clean it up a little bit, but good for them to be able to talk about that at 4-1.
Yeah.
Colts are 4-1.
Hell yeah.
Bills are 4-1 in the AFC. Eagles are 4-1 after, you know, finally losing one of those close ones. And then the Lions and the Bucks and the 49ers.
Yeah.
Those are all – no one's undefeated.
Yeah.
Like, feels pretty early in the season to be saying that, but it is what it is. The final two teams lost on Sunday.
Because you mentioned that yesterday about that, as far as you usually see a couple teams that are 7-0, maybe 5-0.
Usually.
In that realm and everything like that. And, you know, it goes back to the parity, I'm assuming. I think more than anything, still the teams who you expect to be there will be there, I think. It's funny, I mentioned yesterday, Baltimore still odds on favorite to win the North, even though they're about to be 1-5 because they're about to lose again to the Rams, you know, and that defense ain't getting guys back no time soon. We talk about Kansas City. You know, they get Rasheed Rice back. I mean, that adds another dimension to their offense. The Chargers, I mean, they were the darlings at 3-0.
Yeah.
They can't keep a team together. No. Everybody's just so banged up and so hurt, so they seem like they've fallen off. I'm still waiting for San Francisco to fall off, man. I'm sorry. I'm just waiting on it. I know it's been good, but either Christian McCaffrey's got to, you know, something. Like, he is too healthy to be touching the ball as much as he's been touching it so far. You know, and they've just been having fluke injuries over and over and over again. So,
maybe that's what it had to be.
It could be.
Maybe everybody else has to get hurt in order for Christian McCaffrey to be
healthy. His body's like, all right, guys.
Yeah.
All right, everybody's down.
Yeah.
I need y'all.
I can do it.
I can do this.
I can do it. You guys, you pick your hamstring, your finger, your foot, in order for me to be on the field. And if Christian McCaffrey is on the field, even with everything else they're dealing with, they've played two quarterbacks in five games.
Yep.
They're 4-1.
Yeah.
Because that's the difference that he makes.
Yeah, man. I mean, he's a special, special talent, man. So I think everything is, you know, and you put the Falcons right there somewhere in the middle with all the other 2-2 games. Obviously, they got a big one coming up on Monday night with the team in the Bills who played offensively uncharacteristic, not turning the ball over as much as they do, especially two from Josh Allen. But, I mean, they're still a great football team with a superstar, Superman caliber player.
I know we have a lot of time before that game gets here. Like, it feels like forever because, you know, the bye week and a Monday Night Football game. But, like, Falcons win that game. Like, the hype that's going to come out of that is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah,
like it'd be a lot because like they beat Minnesota, who's fine, but that was on national TV, and kind of the way they did it defensively and all that felt really good. Like a lot of excitement came out of that, just because when you do something on national TV and everyone's watching, obviously there's going to be a little bit more of a reaction to it.
Right.
Buffalo's legit; like they might be the best team in the NFL
right now.
You handle your business against them, and you look like good doing it. Sign me up.
Yeah, I mean,
sign me up for that.
It would be a great win.
We haven't had hype in a while, like in season hype.
Oh no,
no,
we had a little bit. That was a little bit last year.
A little bit, that's true. You had 6-3. You beat the Cowboys. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, a little bit last year. But
I think this would be higher than.
I mean, because of where the perception of what Buffalo is. Mm-hmm. You know, like you were saying, one of the best teams in the NFL. Definitely a team that people look at with Super Bowl aspirations, and I mean, everybody has Super Bowl aspirations. Well, most teams have
it. Yeah, but there's a
some
legitimate.
Teams have it. Some teams have it. Right. But theirs is legit.
Everyone says
because
they
of
do,
who they
some
got.
Some teams are legit.
And they got some players that, obviously, outside the quarterback, they can give you problems. They got a really dynamic runner in James Cook. Mm-hmm. They got a big-time, big-body quarterback, receiver. They got a good tight ends. I mean, they got some good offensive weapons that, you know, that can give anybody problems. It's the defensive side where they are. Milano came back last week. Don't know where Ed Oliver's going to be as far as him. He's their best interior defensive lineman. They're not as good as I thought they would be on the back end.
In the secondary?
Yeah.
It just feels like they've lost so many talented players, especially at the safety position over the last couple of years. They had some pretty good guys back there a couple years ago, and they've had to replace them.
Yeah, and so when you look at that aspect of it, if you can hold up and block them up, you should be able to make plays against this team if you're, you know, the Falcons offense and Michael Penix. But I think that, you know, the key is going to be not let what that dude's capable of doing, man. This dude's an MVP, reigning MVP. Even though I still think Lamar should have won last year, not taking anything away from Josh Allen because he was freaking fabulous too. But he's just one of them dudes. And then you're coming off of a loss where they didn't have their best game. He didn't play his best game. It's just going to be that challenge because it's one of those things where my phrase I was talking about, dirty yards. Like, his yards ain't dirty.
No.
Yeah.
Because you know they're coming.
Yeah, they're coming.
It's not like Baker where it's,
exactly.
It's just like, oh, we almost had him and he goes and scampers for eight.
Yeah.
Josh is going to do it.
Yes.
You know he's going to do it. And he was doing it a little bit less early in the year, maybe to preserve.
Yeah.
But now, you know.
We got to go.
Got to do it.
It's go time.
Trevor Lawrence did that a lot last night, too. He was out there, man. How many? He ran for 54 yards last night.
He's a good athlete, man.
He is a good
He's a good athlete.
Yeah. No, it's fun to see. There's a lot of individuals on that team that I think we enjoy watching. Travis Hunter, Trevor Lawrence, Devin Lloyd on defense, who finally kind of living up to the top 10 draft pick. I forgot they got Josh Hines Allen on that team too, who's a fun player to watch also. So and Brian Thomas, man, that guy.
I'm glad he got because they've been on him, man. He's off to a slow start.
You know, it'll happen. Football's hard.
It is.
He played pretty good last
night. Especially when they know that you're the only receiver.
Especially when they're keying in on you, you know? All right, we'll come back. We'll tell you what's trending here on a Tuesday morning. First hour of the show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course. Atlanta Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Game. Dropping is Mahomes. Fires middle of the field. Ball's intercepted. The ball is picked off. Are you kidding me? Devin Lloyd bringing it back again. Along the left sideline. 50, 45, 30.
Be a long 20, highlight.
10, 5.
Tackle him.
Tackle him. Tackle him.
Push him out of bounds.
Tackle him. Back to the field. Yet another interception.
He leads the league in interceptions.
Really?
Yeah. How many?
Devin number four. Yeah, it was number four.
Good for he is having a great
year. Yes, he
year
is.
So
yes,
far.
He is. Yes,
took,
he is.
Took him he's a healthy little bit of time. Yeah, he's been a little banged up and just kind of, I know they've had a bunch of different coordinators and stuff down there.
Yeah.
Who
was that coordinator last year? Was it Nielsen when they were doing like wholesale hockey line changes and stuff?
Remember that?
Yeah, man.
Ryan Nielsen. Everyone was so furious when the Falcons didn't keep him. And I'm sure he's a good coach. I'm not trying to say he's not, but like,
whatever, man.
That was a very, it was an interesting, it was like, are you sure? Like, that, we're going to, anyway. Foye Aluakon, by the way.
Yeah, still playing well.
Still making tackles everywhere.
Still playing
14 tackles last night,
well,
Foye,
man.
just out there.
Still playing well.
The sixth rounder out of Yale.
Yeah,
just out there
well,
tackling
man.
Everybody when he plays. Fun Monday Night Football game last night. That wraps up week 5.
Damn.
Right? Yeah. Jacksonville wins 31-28. Crazy finish. If you didn't see it, Trevor Lawrence takes the snap. Gets his foot stepped on by a lineman, falls down, tries to get up, falls down again.
Yes.
Somehow no Chiefs were able to get back there in time. He picks himself up, scampers into the end zone.
Yeah, because I
was a touchdown.
He's going to try to throw it out the back of the end zone, but he's like, hell, there's a lane.
There's nobody around
me. Just run.
Yeah.
I'm just running. And then a lot of the Chiefs players were loafing. They were in man to man, so a lot of them had their back to him.
Yep.
But you want to talk about Chris, like, just loafing their ass off, man. And, you know, great win for Jacksonville. You know, still, and listening to their coaches post game. That Duval, don't do him justice, man. This is a fiery dude,
yeah,
man.
Yes, yeah.
He's a real fiery dude.
Spunk.
Seems like he has a lot of spunk. I mean, that's going to be the word for the week, spunk. It seems like he's
It's
Duval.
Fun. It's fun, though, when people come in and you don't know that much about him. His rise has been quick. And then something like that happens, you kind of make fun of him a little bit.
Yeah.
It's almost like the Sirianni, like, opening press conference when he was kind of couldn't put his sentences together. If you can coach, you can coach.
Yeah.
And he certainly can coach offense. I mean, that's why he is where he is. And hadn't had a job, hadn't kept the same job for more than 2 years.
I know,
ever.
Man. He's been, you want to talk about fast, high, fast rising?
It's crazy.
Yeah,
one of the fastest.
Yeah, man. But I think, you know, going back to Sirianni, Sirianni needs to take the over play calling in Philly. That's how he got his head coaching job. This new guy, I know that's your boy. I know you came in. I brought you in here as a quality control guy when I got the head coaching job here. You just ain't ready to call these plays.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
It's a shame how, because, right, they had, who was
there? Shane Steichen.
Shane
right, was there, yeah.
When they made that Super Bowl run,
yes.
And then they had to replace them,
and then they replaced
disaster.
Them. Yep.
And then they replaced them, and, mm. and it was
Kellen Moore
yeah. and that was great. And then they have to replace him.
Yep.
So every other year, you get it right, you get it wrong. You get it right, you get it wrong.
Yeah, man. So right now, it seems like they got it wrong, man. But, yeah, good win. That's a great win for Jacksonville right there. And, you know, the Chiefs, they're just, you know, they're not winning those games the way they won them last year. You mentioned already they've been real sloppy. And then the thing about it is that they want to run the football and help Patrick Mahomes, but they can't really help him if they can't run the ball.
It's weird, though, because those guys were effective. Like, yeah. Hunt was averaging 7 yards
a
carry.
Pacheco
was averaging 5 yards a carry.
But they go away from it.
Yeah, they only ran it 14 times with them. You need 10 more carries.
Come on. You were up by 14. That's what I'm saying.
Run the ball.
You were up by 14
points. Exactly. Yes. Like, now, again, that the game was so crazy because, you know, Jacksonville trying to go in for the touchdown and Trevor Lawrence tries to reach over the goal line, fumbles it.
Yes.
And then Chiefs go down, score again, make it 14-0. It was always kind of back and forth, but 14's a lot. Run the football. Anyway, here's Kirby Smart as he and the Georgia Bulldogs are getting ready for Auburn on Saturday.
I don't know anything I can do to mitigate that because this is going to be a physical game. I mean, you have to practice football to get good at football. They'll practice this week, just like we'll practice this week. We've had, I guess, the same number of byes they have, right? So we've had two. I'm assuming they've had two. I don't know if they've had their second one yet, but it all evens out. You can't really look at that and try to make an excuse for it. So it is what it is, and we got to go play well.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're going to love it if you're Auburn to be able to have the week to kind of rest and then start getting ready when you're playing Georgia at home at night. Like, that's all beneficial.
Yeah. I mean, obviously it is. You know, we always talk about they whine and moan and groan. And, oh, we can't beat Georgia, Alabama back to back, so we need to move the Georgia game. The whiny asses. but
You still got to play them.
You still got to play them.
You know?
And we still beat them.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so, I mean,
that's the thing. Move it wherever you want.
Yeah.
You still got to play them.
Yeah, but I think, you know, this is going to be a tough one, man. I think, you know, and I was thinking, you know, that's what Georgia is. They're going to practice hard. You know, it's going to be more – Kirby's whole mentality is to make the games harder. I mean, make the practice harder than the game. It's going to be a physical game. It's going to be a fun game. It's going to be a game where young players are going to have to deal with adversity. Jordan-Hare is one of the loudest places in the country. But when Georgia's there at night, and I've been there, played there, we played them at night, lost on the last, it's loud as hell. And it's going to be just like that. And they're trying to write their season and turn around. Everybody all over Hugh Freeze.
Mm-hmm.
What better way to get them off your ass than to beat Georgia?
There's no better way
to get them off your ass than to go in to have Georgia come in there and you upset them.
Yeah.
That is what they're in the upset mind. They give up a lot of sacks with a very athletic quarterback. Georgia can't sack the damn quarterback, so does this give them an edge? I don't know. But I know this thing, that them corners are going to be tested because Auburn got two studs.
Yeah.
I know we mentioned Cam a couple weeks ago. I know that, you know, you talk about Jeremiah Smith and Ryan Williams and these boys, the kid from Miami. This dude is on that level right here, man.
This dude,
Cam Young is on that level.
Especially in the SEC
yes.
and the Big Ten. There's so many good young wide receivers right now.
Yes.
It's crazy. Yeah, he's definitely.
He's on that level.
He's definitely on the level.
Yes.
Now, Jackson Arnold will throw it to you.
Yeah, he'll turn it over. But the thing about it is.
He can run, though.
You got to catch it.
Yeah, you do.
That's the biggest thing. George dropped four interceptions.
I know.
You got to catch it. You think going back to the Alabama game. You got to catch it. Ty Simpson was on fire.
Right to you.
And he threw it right to you, Bolden. Got to catch it.
Got to catch it.
You got to catch it.
Yeah, you're right, though, about it. That's kind of like with Georgia and what they've been the last handful of years. They don't lose many.
Yeah.
If you can beat them, you can keep the Wolves away for a while. Mm-hmm. Kalen DeBoer was able to do it.
Exactly.
And then you parlay. I mean, that's the two.
Yeah.
I mean, he's done it twice now.
Yeah.
So they're like, all right, maybe. And then they beat Vanderbilt, and now everybody seems to be a little bit more calm.
Yeah.
Understandable. We know what it is. You can win your way out of anything.
Yeah.
Only thing that matters.
Like,
Petrino is the head coach at Arkansas again.
Anything is possible. Anything is possible!
And his record wasn't even that great there.
It
was good.
Dude was a national embarrassment to a university and still got the damn head coaching job back.
But he's the winningest coach they've had in about 15 years, so they got to bring him back.
More than Houston Nutt?
I don't know.
Yeah.
He was post-Houston Nutt, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, if that man could get that job back, and if Hugh Freeze could use the company phone to call hookers, anything's possible.
Anything's possible.
Anything's possible.
You win enough games, you put up enough yards
on
offense.
You call as many hookers you want to.
It's just a part of his process, you know?
Yeah, yeah, that's what he does to get his head in the game.
Gotta ease his mind.
Yeah.
You know, texts a couple hookers, designs a couple plays.
Yeah, you know.
He's quirky. He's quirky like that, you know? He likes to go on motorcycle rides to ease his mind.
That's all.
And it's helpful when a 25-year-old employee is getting paid by the university is on the motorcycle with him.
Yeah.
It helps him get ready. Get your mind right. Everybody's got their process.
Unbelievable.
Hey, the Hawks played a preseason basketball game last night, and here's a highlight from it.
Jacob holds it there. Now back out. It goes Durisic. He shoots straight away, and he makes it.
3.22.
Nikola Durisic makes the three-pointer.
Yeah,
it's 117-109. The Rockets leading.
Well, I mean, that's a hard one. Nikola, I don't know how to say it. Durisic. So there you go. He's not going to play much, so it's okay.
No.
That right there is a perfect example of what last night was, though. Guys getting out there. They played 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 guys last night.
Yeah.
Might as well. Get a little sweat.
I mean, more important than anything, you got to find some cohesion. We talk about the preseason and everything for the Falcons and being out of rhythm. These guys are playing the preseason, ain't they? So they should hit the ground running.
Exactly right.
They should hit the floor running.
See, the Hawks mean business.
Yes.
That's how you know they're taking it seriously.
They're serious about all this.
Although guys always play in the preseason. Play about 15 minutes and you'd be good to go. When is the first actual game?
It's later on this month.
Not far from now. The 22nd. Okay, 22nd of October. So, yeah, that's coming up.
Yeah, man.
Today's the 7th. That's like 2 weeks.
It was crazy because another story about Giannis wants to go to New York City and everything. Like, they're not giving up Giannis for Cat. You got the Brunson in there.
No.
Yeah, there are a couple other dudes in there, man. Maybe even throw New York in there.
You got their Timothy Chalamet in there,
man. Throw James Dolan in there.
Oh, by the way, the LeBron announcement was about Hennessy.
Yes.
So
that hen doggy dog, Andy.
Glad everybody got all worked up about that
God.
One.
What are we doing? Oh my God! Like he, really, oh my
what
God!
What did he say? He's bringing his talents to Hennessy.
Yes, I'm bringing my talent because he was with Lobos Tequila all
the
years.
Oh, was he? Okay.
Yeah. He's going to Hennessy now.
Well, now he's a Hennessy guy.
Hen doggy dog. Ron got it. He got a hairline like he like Hennessy. This Wednesday, guys, join Dukes and Bell for a special live broadcast at Buffalo's Cafe in Hiram. Come out and join the guys for great food and great drinks, plus a preview of Monday night's game. I'm sorry, plus a preview of this Monday night's game, preview or review. Anyways, this Wednesday, this is from 2 to Buffalo Cafe in Hiram with Dukes and Bell.
LeBron's officially Unk, right? Like he's Unk status?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Hennessy is the official drink of Unks.
No, it's not.
Everywhere.
No.
What is?
Crown.
Crown is? Oh, with the bag?
Yeah, that makes sense. Ain't nothing like that Unk with them damn creased out pants with the hammer ring on his jeans.
Yeah.
With that,
he's drinking Crown, huh?
Yeah, with the keys attached to his belt still.
I got to reconfigure my stereotypes.
Yeah, with it.
Because in my stereotype, that man was ordering Hennessy.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, man.
Good to know.
Yeah, right there with that.
Good to know.
Ring on his belt.
Usually I'm right on with those. You learn something new every day. So who's Hennessy the official drink of then?
Give me a second.
All right, we'll come back. Mike Conti's going to join us. He probably likes a little Hennessy from time to time. Could have used some on Saturday, that's for sure. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
A little bit of that and then start turning the page to week 6. Lots of news from around the league. College Football Corner coming up at 12:20 as well, where we'll start more looking ahead to this weekend's games also. But Mike Conti joins us at 11:40 on Tuesdays. Mike, how are you?
What up, Mike?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Pretty good. And if you don't mind, we will rewind back to last Saturday to start our conversation this week. I know that, you know, last week we talked about the tough overtime loss to Oregon and all that, but the reaction was, I think, you know, reasonably measured. I know you were at the game, at the Rose Bowl. Like, just walk us through Saturday and the reaction since.
Well, you know, first, I think you got to give a lot of credit to UCLA. And I think that's been forgotten in all of this. This has become a justified referendum about James Franklin and Penn State and all that. And we'll get to that. But I was really, really happy for UCLA and for that coaching staff and those kids who have had a terrible year. And they didn't quit on their season, and I think you can make an argument that maybe Penn State did. So in that respect, you know, it feels just that UCLA won that game. What was it like? It was like watching a slow-motion car wreck. I mean, it was death by paper cuts. And you know, every time Penn State would get UCLA into a third down, Nico would run right past the backup linebackers in for Tony Rojas, who's out for the rest of the year. He'd get a first down, and the drive would continue. It was actually a rare game where I can't really see too much negative about Drew Aller. I thought he played really well, but you have a $3 million defensive coordinator who got absolutely outclassed and outsmarted by a 25-year-old kid who found out 3 days before that he'd be calling plays. So Penn State fans are calling it one of the worst losses in program history.
Mm-hmm.
Not exactly sure I would go that far, but it's up there. And James Franklin's completely lost the fan base. He's completely lost it. The vultures are circling, and that's really, really remarkable because 9 months ago, this team was one play away from playing for a national championship, and now there's serious talk about their coach being dismissed. It's crazy.
I mean, and we talk about it all the time. There's nothing better than a Division I fired head coach because he's going to walk away with, I think it said $50 million.
$50 million
as far as his buyout and all those things. And they'll find the money, whatever. But, I mean, is there, like, because it is their second Big Ten loss. Is there a way that, is there any optimism or is it just still too early to see if there's any optimism going down the road?
Well, I think you're disqualified from playoff consideration, even if you run the table from here. A loss to UCLA is a disqualifying loss. If it were your only loss, it might be different.
Right.
But your second loss with one of them being to UCLA, I mean, I guess what could theoretically happen is if Ohio State keeps winning and if Indiana keeps winning and Penn State were to beat both of them on back-to-back weeks in November, that could put them back in it. But nothing I saw on Saturday gives me any kind of hope or optimism that Penn State can even get to bowl eligibility, to be honest with you. I don't know if there are two wins left on their schedule based on what I saw on Saturday. So, I'm not even thinking about playoffs. I'm just hoping for the Music City Bowl at this point, where they could play Texas. And wouldn't that be interesting?
That's, I mean, similar deal. I've said it for a long time. Sark is just James Franklin with better cover-up. Like, for whatever reason, nobody talks about it. I don't know why, but it's the same thing. I mean, I guess a smaller sample size, but and he's been on some good staffs, and he's won as a coordinator, but, like, I don't know, same guy. Same guy to me.
Yeah.
But,
Anyway. Totally agree with you. And I think that discussion needs to heat up on Sark. I mean, if we're going to have an open discussion about Dabo Swinney's future, then why does Steve Sarkisian get a pass? Why does he get a pass? If Dabo and James Franklin are truly on hot seats right now, why is Sark not?
I don't know.
Now, again, here's kind of the Penn State simile. Texas has only lost one conference game. If they were to run the table, they'd be fine. I just don't know if I saw anything on Saturday out of Texas that gives me optimism that they're going to be able to do that. And then I think, come year end, you can really have a serious discussion about Sark's future.
Mike Conte joins us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy to talk all kinds of different stuff. We talk Penn State. We talk college football. We talk Atlanta Hawks, who had a preseason game last night. Obviously, it's the first preseason game, so a lot of guys played, and it's not super representative of what it's going to look like. But it was pretty fun to see all the new faces out there and all of that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask you what you took from last night, but just with the season about 2 weeks away, where's your optimism level with this group?
Well, stay healthy through the next 2 weeks. That's big. And especially you're talking about some front court players who have had trouble historically staying healthy. Mm-hmm. So that's not insignificant. I mean, I want to get through these next 2 weeks without any injury problems or concerns or anything like that. So I'm not downplaying that. I think my level of optimism for the Hawks this year, Andy, really hinges on how many games is Porzingis going to play.
Mm-hmm.
If Porzingis can play 60 or more games this year at a high level, I think the Hawks have a really good chance to be, in that 48 to 52 win range, which is going to put them right around fifth or sixth in the East. I think that's very, very doable if Porzingis stays healthy. If they have injury problems in the same way that they've had the last couple of years, and really every team in the NBA goes through it, it's an 82-game season, it's tough. Did the Hawks do enough to address their depth in this offseason to make you think that they can weather a potential injury crisis? They got Nikhil Alexander-Walker and Luke Kennard coming off their bench. Those are two big upgrades. They did not upgrade the backup point guard position. God forbid if Trey turns an ankle or has his foot stepped on or something like that. I think the Hawks could potentially really, really struggle. So that's where they're at right now. If they stay healthy, I think they could be pretty good, you know, especially in the Eastern Conference this year where you've got a lot of teams dealing with serious injuries right now. I think they can be right up there. They can be pretty good. But if Porzingis struggles to stay healthy or if, God forbid, something happens to Trey, you know, you could be right back in that same spot that you've been the last couple of years.
Hey, Mike, do you think they managed Porzingis because of what you're talking about? Because he's missed games.
Yes.
We know he had the little whatever he had last year, but in Boston and those things like that. But do you think it's more them managing his minutes and his games played?
I think it'd be very smart if they did. I don't know if they've really openly admitted to that yet, but I think that would be a really smart play. You know, here's the good thing. You have Onyeka Okongwu. You have a little bit of front court depth. Jalen Johnson, I thought, looked really good last night. Granted, a preseason game, but the first half of that game was pretty much best on best, and I thought Jalen Johnson looked really good. Jalen could potentially compensate for some load management that Porzingis might have. So, yeah, I think that would be a really smart play. I don't think it's a reasonable expectation. Remember, I said the line kind of at 60 games. I don't think it's reasonable if the Hawks are expecting Kristaps Porzingis to play 70-plus games this year because I don't think he's done that in 6-7 years, something like that. So, I think it would be very, very wise for them to load manage Porzingis as best as they possibly can without putting themselves at a competitive disadvantage.
I wanted to look that up real quick because I remember saying what it was when they signed him. Yeah, he hadn't played. He played 65 that year in Washington, right?
Mm-hmm.
That really good year that he had in Washington when he got that great contract. And he played 72 and 66 his first 2 years, and then he had that injury in New York. Contract year.
Yeah.
I mean, it's perfect timing for Porzingis to be the healthiest he's been.
Yeah, a lot of contracts. If you're talking about him, I'm assuming Dyson Daniels, you know, uh-huh. Trey wants an extension, sure. All those mm-hmm. different things. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of dudes playing for some new money.
Yeah, yep. Make it hard on him. Hey, Mike, if a week from now we're sitting here talking about the Falcons beating the Bills on Monday Night Football, where do you think the hype coming out of that will rank in terms of any peak of hype that we've reached over the last 5 years or so?
You want me to be totally honest?
Yeah.
I think it would match the level of hype they had last year after they beat Tampa in that Thursday night game.
Okay. That was
because we were pretty pumped
high.
Up after that,
yeah,
right?
Fairly high.
You know? Like, that's a big divisional win on national TV, and Cousins balled out in the fourth quarter in overtime, and we're really rolling. There's just so many parallels to me between last year and this season and how it has all started. And honestly, Andy, I would not really – for me personally, my level of buy-in goes up if they beat Buffalo and then they beat San Francisco because then you're talking about back-to-back wins on short rest in primetime games against two teams that could play in the Super Bowl this year. You sweep these next two, and then I think we're having some serious discussions on this radio station about – not only this team potentially making the playoffs, but how far they can go. But I think looking at it realistically, if they split these next two games, that's a heck of an achievement. And I think they'll have a good chance to do that. Their defense, number one in the league now in total defense, their defense is going to keep them in a lot of football games this year. But in reality, where we stand now and where we could potentially stand a week from today is really not that much different than where we were this time last year. So I think we need a little more time to let this play out.
Mike, are we shocked that McDavid re-signed in Edmonton for that I won't say 12 million change, but like he could have got Edmonton if he wanted to.
Yeah, I'm surprised. There were some reports coming out yesterday that they were close. That's a real blow to some big market teams like Philadelphia in particular was clearing out a lot of cap space to make a run at Connor McDavid. And there were some other big market teams. I think Toronto was one of them. New York was one of them. that were loading up to try to get McDavid, and now all of their plans go to plan B. That's great for the Edmonton Oilers. It's great for hockey in Canada. I'm a little surprised, but hey, he might be really, really happy up there. And Edmonton, obviously, is very, very close to the promised land, as we've seen the last 2 years.
I'm surprised that we talked about hockey, but I'm happy we did.
Yeah,
that's great.
Opening night tonight.
That's
opening
great.
Night.
You get yep. Conti in here. We can talk about anything. Mike, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Appreciate you, Mike.
Guys. Take care.
Mike Conti there, 92.9 The Game. Hawks.
Yeah, because I was like, we got Mike. Let me ask him a hockey question, because obviously it is opening night tonight. Yeah. But yeah,
puck drops tonight.
Yeah,
Randy?
Man. I mean, McDavid, that dude is like, he's
the best player in the NHL, and it's not particularly
close. No, it's not.
Yeah.
And for him to take that, hey, man, I ain't never been to Edmonton. Never have had any desire to go to Edmonton.
They love their hockey.
They do love their hockey, and he loves them.
Yep.
And he loves them.
He wants to bring them a cup, man.
I know.
Haven't had a Stanley Cup in Canada since 1993.
He'll be the guy.
He'll be the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, again, that was, what, the Montreal Canadiens or something like that? Obviously, the run that Oilers went on in the 80s with Gretzky and Messier and all those guys. But, yeah, like, if he could do that there, that's as big as anything.
Dude,
I don't even know what the comparison is. Like, Messi bringing a World Cup to Argentina or something like that?
It has to be.
You know?
It has to be. Or, yeah, I know, it has to be. Like, that big. Because he has every accomplishment individually.
Everything you could want.
Yeah, everything you want.
Except for a championship.
Yep, and he bring a championship back to Edmonton. Yeah.
They've come close, but not quite. No, all right.
You know why they haven't come close? Why they haven't got – why?
Those darn Florida
those
Panthers.
Damn Panthers down there in Florida. Damn Panthers down there in Florida, Andy.
Tough team
and
to
I
beat, man.
And I freaking love it. Hey, guys, this Saturday, noon until 2, join Bo Morgan, Squid Billy at Bulldogs Kia of Athens as he gets you ready for Monday. One lucky fan will win the Ultimate Tailgate Kit. That is a 50-inch 4K smart TV with a rolling stand. There's will be other prizes, plus tickets to upcoming game. Again, that's this Saturday, noon at 2, Bulldogs, Kia of Athens with Squid Billy Bo Morgan.
You asked Mike Conti if Penn State could play their way back into the playoff, and Mike Conti said, I don't even know if we'll be bowl eligible.
Yes. He's taking it hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what that loss was.
Yeah, he's taking
that,
it hard.
That's what kind of loss that was to UCLA on Saturday. Genuinely. Like, that's what that was. All right, we'll come back. We'll get into an NFL No Huddle to kick off the noon hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.